And we begin with the wisdom of Julian. Whose beholding is ecce ecce, beholding the wounded one. And so I invite you to awaken the soft, penetrating gaze of the eye of our heart as we enter into the timelessness of beholding. To behold our wounded, vulnerable, crucified, beloved. And for Julian, our wounded, vulnerable, crucified beloved, is Christ our mother. And so we come as a communion of lovers, nakedly, fully, and homely, to be with our crucified mother, to be one in our vulnerability. We hold our hearts open to each other as love draws us deeper into the intimacy and intensity of the Paschal loving in this sacred time of Lent. and visually we behold a bodily sight of the fresh red blood trickling down the beloved's head from under the garland of thorns. In these tears of blood, we see the bleeding of our own wounds. The bleeding of humankind. The bleeding of the biosphere. The bleeding of the geosphere. The bleeding of the atmosphere. The bleeding of the noosphere. And our hearts weep with tears of love as we are so aware of the heartache of our vulnerable world, held here in the body of God. And so we delicately, attentively turn into the flow of the loving of our beloved, lingering, surrendering, softly remaining, and resting our vision in the malleable darkness. And vulnerable, we hold, we behold, and compassionately feel into the pain, into the vulnerability. we feel ourselves drawn deeper into the rhythm of a loving noughting and oneing, as we are knit into an interpenetrating indwelling. And in this delicate interplay of noughting and oneing, we empty ourselves of all conceptualization as we continuously pour out our heart in love. At the same time, Julian draws us into beholding spiritually the vulnerable one's homely loving. She calls us to behold and to see that the crucified beloved, is everything that is good and comfortable for us. This wounded lover is our clothing, who for love wraps us, embraces us, enfolds and becloses us in a tender love that will never leave us. And we feel the intensity of the loving, wrapping, encircling, enfolding, enveloping, swathing, enclosing, beclosing us in a tender love. And responsively, we yield still further into the flow of the wrapping, dissolving and becoming more and more one. The movement of the enfolding becomes delicate, quiet, still, silent. we become beholding and behold from within beholding. In the depthlessness of our heart, words full of love resound from the silence. I am ground. I am ground of your being. I am ground of your soul. I am ground of your heart. I am ground of your loving. I am ground of your prayer. Pray me. And simply, nakedly, we pray, Christ. And gratefully we feel the hope of all shall be well, as all is held in the tender loving of the vulnerable Christ, deep wisdom of the Trinity, our Mother. And so from our enclosed and being enclosed in love's oneing, we wrap and enfold the world in tender love.
Unfolding love, open that door. Love is given, healing history. Unfolding love, open and free. Love is given, healing history. Tenderest love, open and free, lavishly given, yielding history. Delicate, quiet, silent, still, we become beholding. And behold from within, beholding.